We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
West Virginia coach Bob Huggins talks about his team during Monday's Big 12 coaches teleconference ahead of this week's Phillips 66 Big 12 championships at the Sprint Center out in Kansas City. Listen to what Huggs had to say coming up right after this.
At United Bank, banking means more than financial solutions. It means rallying around the causes that are important to our customers, employees, and communities. While we have grown in size and presence, we have never forgotten our roots. By giving back to our local communities and funding business development, we help fuel economic growth. Our success is your success. Because to us, this is home. United Bank, West Virginia's bank. Member FDIC.
Next up is West Virginia coach Bob Huggins. If you have a question, press star one.
Your first question comes from the line of Todd Lebo of Sports Radio 810.
Morning, Coach. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Hey, what'd you guys find, I guess, this last week, when those last two games, after struggling for a little while, what worked well for you?
Well, we played with a lot more enthusiasm. I thought we had a lot more bounce in our step than we kind of, you know, I guess, sometimes you realize you put your head down, it's a lot easier to put it down than it is to get it back up. And we finally just got our head up and you know, played with enthusiasm and played a lot harder than what we had been playing.
And you guys are playing Oklahoma on Thursday night. You've played them a couple of times this year. What do you think about this matchup heading in?
Well, it hadn't been very good for us. What I think about it. They've played extremely well. They've played well and we haven't played so well. But however it turned out, it wasn't good for us.
And I happened to turn on ESPN Plus before your game started on Saturday, and I saw the engagement of Chase Harler, one of your seniors. Can you just take us through kind of how, did you know that was coming, and if you gave him any marriage advice since you've been married for so long?
He came in and talked to me before. I told him it was a great deal. He's marrying up, you know. He's, that She's a great girl. She's a great girl, great family. They've been together for quite a while, so no downside to that one.
Thanks, Coach. We'll see you here in town.
Sounds good.
Your next question comes line of Tom Bragg of Charleston Gazette.
Hi, Bob. How are you this morning?
I'm hanging in there.
You and me both, buddy. Say, just curious, with the way that February went, you get the wins last week, particularly big one against Baylor. I heard you mention it being tougher to get your head back up than it is to put it down. Just from a confidence standpoint, how important was it to be able to get a little bit of momentum going into tournament time here?
Well, I think it was important just to win again. I mean, we were struggling. We didn't have any enthusiasm. You know, practice was painstaking. It wasn't good practices, and you know we got that turned around. They got that turned around, I think it was our enthusiasm. We got our enthusiasm back. We got our bounce back.
Thanks, Coach.
Your next question comes line of Kevin Kinder of the Blue and Gold News.
Hey, Coach. Morning.
Good morning.
First of all, status of Taz Sherman. And second, you had mentioned before these last couple games how you had been harder, you know, a little bit harder on the team in practice. Does that continue now, going to Kansas City?
We're going to do things. We're going to make sure we do things right. I mean, we kind of – I think they got me feeling sorry for them for a while. We gotta do what we got to do, and we kind of got away from what was our bread and butter.
And Taz Sherman?
From what I understand, he didn't need any rehab on Saturday, so I think that would indicate he's fine.
Thanks.
Your next question comes line of Justin Jackson of the Dominion Post.
Hey, Coach, good morning. How you doing?
Good, Justin.
Hey, just kind of wanted two questions here. One being on Oklahoma's offensive trio, Manick, Doolittle, Reeves. You know, obviously every team has their own little, you know, different game plans and strategies and stuff. And with those three in particular, are they maybe the most difficult threesome to a game plan for defensively, I guess, in the Big 12?
I don't know, Justin. That's hard to say. I mean, when you look at the people that Baylor put on the floor, when you look at the people that Kansas puts on the floor, and a slew of other teams in our league, I mean, they're very, very good. Don't get me wrong. They're very,
sure.
Very good. Are they the best? I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think it depends on the day.
Second question on Emmett. Obviously, he broke out and had a great game there on Saturday. How do you capitalize on that with him, or do you just, you know, not do anything differently at all with him at all?
Well, I think with Emmett, it was just, you know, his enthusiasm.
Okay.
And I thought his enthusiasm was terrific in that game. And in the practices leading up to that game.
And that was West Virginia coach Bob Huggins. Thanks for listening.